And we have joining us right now, one of the organizers of the event, Chris Hennis, is with us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today. You have is it a seminar? Am I using the right word for that?
Not quite so academic.
Okay.
I would say more of a workshop.
Workshop.
And, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, how-to.
Yeah, it's a how-to thing. Let's talk about this a little bit about how the whole thing got started. You know, I'm looking at your flyer here, and climate change and climate action seems like that plays a prominent role in this. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, All Saints Church here in Northfield, we've had a so-called green team. Established for some years, and we've been involved in various climate mitigation activities. Got involved with Minnesota Interfaith Power and Light actually during the pandemic, and a couple of us attended a climate justice congregation certification workshop. And so All Saints is a certified by MNIPL and our diocese, Episcopal Diocese, a climate justice congregation. And so that kind of started our joint efforts with MNIPL, and this workshop continues in that spirit.
Now, the Minnesota Interfaith Power and Light, the power and light seem to have kind of a double meaning here. Am I correct in assuming that?
I guess it does. I guess it speaks to their role as advocacy organization for climate justice and economically disadvantaged people. Climate issues are very much an equity issue for the poor. They pay a much greater proportion of their bills in terms of their energy and everything. So energy, renewable energy, sustainability is a very important issue for them and for all of us, I think.
Now, in the workshop that's coming up, once again, it's Thursday at 6:30 p.m., and it is at All Saints Episcopal Church, just downtown, you know, on Washington Street here.
Right.
For those who attend there, What I find interesting about this is it's how to approach people, whether they're legislative, some type of government worker, corporate workers. Nobody likes you to stand up in the middle of the room and start screaming at them.
Right.
Tell us about that aspect of
Well, you know, it's speaking, you know, how to speak your values is what we call this. This is part of our First Amendment rights, and it's very powerful because, as we know, many authoritarian governments are, you know, very strongly restricting or taking away this privilege right for us. And so it's powerful for that reason. You can see that. And so, but often people feel, oh, I'm not good at this, or I don't know how to do that. You know, you don't have to be William Shakespeare. You know, there are just some basic things you can do to get your ideas across effectively. And people should avail themselves of it. So this workshop is intended to give people the basic ideas. How do you write an effective letter to a congressman or a city official, or how do you speak at a public forum? You know, what are the main rules to keep in mind when doing this?
And that's, we're focusing, I guess, a little bit on climate change, but this really goes across the board. Once you learn those skills, you can apply that to really any of the issues. I think the biggest thing when people talk about legislation and, even if it's on this city or municipal level or the county or the state level or national level, you know, my voice doesn't matter. You sit down, you get writer's block. You don't know who to send it to or what to say.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the biggest stumbling block.
Yeah, it's not just about climate change. I mean, that is their main thing. But, our green team is in. But it's really any issue that you feel you want to speak your values on or write them out to a letter. So it's not like we're going to force you to write letters about climate change. It's whatever the individual has a need to express, and this workshop should help them do that.
Now, you had mentioned that you have been to some workshops or some meetings and such, kind of leading up to this. Is that did you find those valuable, informative?
Oh, sure. Those were mainly what I was referring to before was mainly how our church became certified by Interfaith Power and Light as a climate justice congregation. Mm-hmm. And so they have a program for churches where you have to do a certain number of steps, demonstrate mm-hmm. certain things. And we went through that, and our congregation now is. But it's ongoing. Mm-hmm. You know, there are things we do going forward.
And let me correct me if I'm wrong in this aspect, is that this is being held at All Saints Church. It's put on by the Minnesota Interfaith Power and Light. But this is not really a faith-based or a religious type of workshop. This would go for anyone that wants to, that has values that they would like to express to somebody in a position where they should be able to hear that.
Absolutely. It is not, it's not proselytizing in any sense of the word. It's a technical sort of how to write a good letter on a subject of your choice, but it's not. It's being sponsored by two faith-based organizations who feel this is part of their mission, care of creation. You know, the climate aspects of it, but it's for anyone who wants to write on very political or secular issues would be helpful.
It starts at 6:30 on Thursday night at All Saints. How long do you think this will go on typically?
The presentation itself will last about 45 minutes, and that will include some audience participation time mm-hmm. for writing, you know, some sample writing exercises, then there'll be a question and answer period afterwards. So I would think an hour and 15 minutes might be the.
Are you familiar with the people who will be speaking and teaching at this
I am. Buff Grace from Minnesota Interfaith Power and Life will be one of the presenters, and a gentleman now who I'm skipping on their name. I think mm-hmm. Joshua Lewis. I think will okay. be a co-presenter. My apologies if I got his name wrong.
We'll find out Thursday.
Yes.
All right. Once again, Christopher Ettis is with us. We're talking about How to Speak Your Values, a workshop that's coming up Thursday at All Saints Church. Is there anything else, Chris, that we need to know either about the workshop itself or about the movement in general?
I think we've pretty much covered it. It is free, mm-hmm. open to the whole public. We hope we'll get a good cross-section of citizens, residents, and students, and, look forward to seeing people.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about that. Best of luck to you. Sounds like a great program. We thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, Jeff.
Christopher Ennis, once again, the workshop is called How to Speak Your Values. It's this coming Thursday, September the 29th, 6:30 at All Saints Church, which is at 419 Washington Street, right here in downtown Northfield. Got KYMN's weather specialist Bob Matheson in with a forecast for the work week. That's coming up next.